What's up, everybody? I am sitting here with Jake Crossman, and today we're going to discuss on the podcast something that I think that's really important for athletes to understand, at least look into, and form a opinion on their own. In full transparency, I'm coming into this conversation a little bit of a skeptic, and you'll kind of hear that today, but I'm bringing in Jake because the conversation around CBD oil is one important to have for athletes because there is a lot of media attention around it. And when there's a lot of media attention around a certain topic, you don't know what's true, what's not true, what's blown out of proportion, and what's actually happening in that world. So we're going to dive into the human endocannabinoid system and what effects CBD oil has on that. Is that even important to athletic performance and recovery? And of course, all the important questions, does this make me become a better athlete? So maybe Jake will persuade you to try CBD oil, or I'm not sure, but that's our goal, is to lay out the facts and let you decide for yourself.
You're listening to the Science of Sports Recovery podcast. Each week, we explore how to recover more efficiently from training so you can work out harder and realize your full potential. This is the Science of Sports Recovery podcast.
Jake, welcome to the show.
My man, thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, let's... I didn't really introduce you in that intro besides that, you know, you are my chosen expert on CBD oil. You come from USA Medical, which sells CBD oil and that kind of stuff. So just listeners know that that's where he's coming from. But why don't you tell us a little bit background on yourself, how you got into CBD oil, USA Medical and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man, that was a great introduction. Thank you. Well, I started off, years and years ago, I really actually wanted to be a bodybuilder. And like when I was in high school, I like every day in the gym, 3-4 hours bodybuilding. And what came with that was, a lot of what I thought were healthy habits to, you know, build muscle, to grow, to gain. And, you know, looking back, and I'm getting way ahead of myself now, but looking back, you know, the life of myself as a bodybuilder was wildly unhealthy. You know, I was eating McDonald's, I was eating whatever calories I could, I was just pounding protein shakes. I didn't care what vitamins, minerals I was getting. I didn't care how I was getting food. All I cared about was growing size. When I was in college, I actually broke my wrist and hand pretty bad, and I wasn't able to lift for about 6 months. And within those 6 months is when I was kind of introduced into this holistic, alternative way of, you know, staying healthy. When I say that, I mean yoga, I mean breath work, I mean meditation. And along with that, I learned all about vitamins and supplements that kind of help your body stay, you know, working optimally. So in that 6 month time, it was really like a blessing to be able to stop working out, stop pounding, you know, the calories and figure out, okay, I am not healthy. How can I become healthy? And in that process, like I said, I learned a lot about, you know, the body, vitamins and minerals. Fast forward to about, a year ago at this point is when I was introduced to CBD for the first time. CBD, like many of the other alternative medicines, is not really well known as far as what exactly it is. We've all heard CBD. We've all heard that it, you know, exists and it's at every gas station corner and you can kind of buy it no matter what. But we, you know, there's that, what actually is it? And you know, hopefully I can provide some clarity on that today. But what I learned about CBD originally, the way it was communicated to me is that it's not specifically, you know, a pain reliever. It's not specifically an anxiety reliever. It's not, you know, it's not a specific thing. What it is it's a molecule that your body's already built to receive. You mentioned the endocannabinoid system, this system that your body already has. Your body's built to receive this molecule. And when you do receive it, it aids your body's communication pathways. So when you experience something like chronic pain, what's happening is that nerve ending is just constantly sending a pain signal to your brain, right? You're constantly, I'm just in pain, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. When you take something like CBD, what it does is it helps that communication pathway figure out exactly what's wrong and help your brain interpret that data smoother. So, you know, in the chronic pain world, just because I referenced that, what's happening is it's allowing your body to say, okay, I'm actually not in pain. I'm actually not. There is this thing that exists on, you know, whether it nerve damage or old damage or there was originally pain, but that's not actually there anymore. And your body helps, you know, CBD gets into your body and helps communicate that message back to your brain. Mm. So my super long-winded answer about how I got into this is that, you know, I learned that CBD is kind of the starting point of this like new holistic lifestyle. Yeah. And then once I got into CBD, man, I bounced from there into just a world of new alternative medicines and way of staying healthy.
Gotcha. Totally. So let's get into the CBD debate here, because that story, you brought up something that is interesting I want to talk about. So you said like CBD is something that signals to your brain that, you know, something's not actually in pain. Now, those pain receptors are important. And if you go back and, you know, we talk about this more in depth with Kelly Starrett on the show, but they're telling your brain something like, hey, this body part needs attention, and then that's how your body can heal. So I guess in theory, if your body needs that attention, does CBD oil then essentially falsify that communication to the brain, saying, hey, this is actually in reality needing some attention, but CBD is saying it doesn't? Right. Does that happen?
No. I mean, so let me try to clarify the difference between like an NASID and like what CBD does. So an over-the-counter NASID like ibuprofen or, you know, Advil or whatever, what that's doing is it's actually weakening. That's the wrong word. I can't think of the right word here, but it's taking that nerve ending, that nerve response, and it's weakening it. It's saying there's less response. It's breaking that communication pathway between your brain and the nerve ending to try to stop that pain response. CBD does the exact opposite, which is kind of weird in the fact that it still works, where it increases the communication pathway. It's saying like instead of you know, dampening the nerves and allowing for like this kind of dull pain to exist, it's increasing communication, and it's saying, hey, you're not actually in pain anymore. Like, we're not in pain, because a lot of this chronic pain and a lot of this, you know, what comes with chronic pain and insomnia and anxiety and stress is it's this ambiguous feeling in our body that's really hard to pinpoint. You know, when someone who's in chronic pain, a lot of the times I talk to people on the phone and they say, well, I have back pain, right? I have chronic back pain.
Yeah.
Well, your back is huge. I mean, there are hundreds of muscles and tendons and, you know, spinal cords and columns, and like there's so much more to what. So when you say back pain, that's so ambiguous. What does that mean? What they're saying is something hurts. Something just hurts back there. I don't know what it is, but it hurts. And CBD allows those communication pathways to open up and really figure out, okay, am I actually in pain? Is there, because if you actually are in pain, absolutely CBD will point that out and say, whoa, like my, like, you know, L2 vertebrae is exactly where that pain is, or that's exactly what's going on here. And you can kind of start to figure out from there. But, you know, what it's doing is it's just opening those communication pathways and allowing your brain to figure out what's real and what's not real. Because a lot of chronic pain really is not real anymore. It once was real, and there once was actual, you know, nerve ties to that pain. But over time, your brain just remembers that pain and keeps giving it back to you with no real reason. So no, CBD won't just dull pain like a Advil or ibuprofen, you know, or something stronger will. It'll help your body figure out where that pain is and how to best go about solving that.
Interesting. Do you know why, like, what causes a nerve ending, CBD aside, what causes a nerve ending to say, I'm in pain, and send that signal when it's actually not?
I mean, so to be just upfront here, I mean, I'm not a, you know, biochemist, and I don't have, you know, a degree in this, in, you know, the synaptic nerve systems and, you know, all that. But what I do know is these pain responses, I mean, pain is not something that gets translated well all the time. You know, if you get burned, or if you get something that's way too cold, or someone pinches you, that all might feel the same to somebody, right? A slight burn, a slight, you know, freeze, or a pinch. So what CBD is really doing is it's helping trying to clarify that pain, right? So helping to understand, is it a pinch? Is it heat? Or is it cold? You know, that's obviously very simplified examples.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you can figure out exactly what that pain is, that's when your brain can be like, oh, now I know how to solve that problem. So it's, you know, it's just identifying that pain is the most important step in solving the pain.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay. So another question that a lot of, especially people that don't understand what CBD is, never heard of it, the first time they're saying, oh, CBD, isn't that marijuana? Like, what is the difference? Let's go there. Because I'll kind of frame the rest of our conversation. You know, I don't want people to think I'm bringing a drug dealer on the show and that kind of stuff. But so the difference between CBD oil and marijuana, what is it?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, if you've ever gone to a pharmacy, you visited a drug dealer. You know, we all do drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, well, you know, what is that?
Semi-illegal drugs now. I guess they're like half illegal, half not. In South Dakota, they aren't going to be anymore. But yeah, anyways.
Well, I mean, so the short answer is CBD was originally discovered in the cannabis sativa plant. So it originally came from cannabis, from weed, right? Mm-hmm. But then more research went into hemp because hemp was crazy regulated here in the States for the last 100 years. I mean, just no research on it, no studies, no exceptions, just no hemp. And then we started learning, okay, what actually is hemp? Like, what? Why is it banned? What is it? What are we doing here? And we discovered CBD in the hemp plant as well. The difference being the THC, that you know, federally illegal molecule, is found in cannabis sativa and not found in high quantities in hemp. There's a little bit in hemp, but through the processing of the CBD and the distillation, there's no THC left in that molecule. Or in that compound once we get it extracted. So CBD is a molecule. It's not, you know, it's not weed. Weed is the full spectrum of those molecules. Sure. You know, if you smoke a cannabis plant, you're getting 113 different cannabinoids, THC being the only one that's illegal in that spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I say illegal, but, you know, federally illegal. It's legal in California, legal in, you know, wherever else. But CBD, like CBD from USA Medical, it comes from hemp. So it comes from the hemp plant. There's no THC. It's a non-detectable amount of THC in there. So way under the federal limit of 0.3% allowance. And like I said, our CBD comes from hemp. So it's the purest version of CBD. You know, when you get it from cannabis, you're getting that full spectrum, which is great, and you get, you know, a full spectrum of the molecules. But when you extract it from hemp, you're being very specific and diligent about what you're trying to extract and what the end result of that is.
Totally. Yeah. So long story short, CBD is a part of a hemp plant or marijuana plant. They're in the same family, but it doesn't have what actually gets you high. So you're not going to lather this oil on and, you know, go off the deep end.
There is no psychoactive element to CBD.
So don't expect hallucinations if you do.
No, nothing that fun.
So another thing that we hear is CBD is a relaxant, you know, and you kind of talked about that. But does it actually like make you tired? I've heard it helps you sleep better, but then if it makes you tired, like it's not something you would want to take before or put on before you work out, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So talk to us about kind of just the overall energy level that CBD has.
Yeah. So, I mean, the number one side effect, if you will, of CBD is in high quantities, it is a sedative type, you know, molecule. So you definitely get tired. You definitely feel sleepy if you take a high quantity. When I say high quantity, I mean, I'm talking like 50 milligrams of CBD is into that high quantity range of like knocking you out. You know, I'm starting to get real tired here. Anything before 50, so, you know, 25 and below for sure, there's no sedative element to that. Almost kind of the opposite, which, again, there's a lot of contradictions here in like what CBD can do in different quantities. But at a super low quantity, it almost has this stimulating and like invigorating effect because, you know, it just there's not enough to have that side effect. You know, the drowsiness really is a side effect. It's not necessarily a feature of CBD. It's like a bug of CBD, but it's a great bug if you want to, you know, sleep. Yeah. But you know, the feature of CBD is that the opening of the communication pathways, right? So if you take, let's say, two or three drops of a, you know, lower potency oil before working out, all that's going to – you're not going to feel sleep. You're not going to feel tired from that. All that's going to do is start helping your body communicate better. You know, and there's other things in CBD that we haven't talked about yet, which comes to like inflammation and, you know, blood pathways and the cardiovascular system. But you take it before a workout, something like that, you're increasing just the cardiovascular function of your body because you're increasing those communication pathways. We haven't talked a lot about it, but that endocannabinoid system, the ECS, it's tied to everything. Like every single system in your body communicates with the ECS. So when you take CBD, it's just expanding the ability of communication within your body as a whole.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good segue into the actual endocannabinoid system. I got to say it slow. Otherwise, I'm never going to get it right. But if you're listening there, pause this and try to say that because it is a really fun word to say. But the ECS system, the ECS system, let's go just what is that, kind of an overview of what that is. And then we'll get into how CBD affects it.
Yeah. So one of the craziest things here is that we did not even know about the ECS in our body until like the late 90s. I think it was 97 that the first scientist discovered this other system in our body, right? So we all grew up in high school learning about, you know, the peripheral nervous system and the cardiovascular system and all these things, but we never heard about the ECS because it really hadn't been discovered until we were starting, I mean, I'm saying we, you know, my age, millennials, but you know, starting school. And, you know, even through college, now it's just, it's starting to be looked at and starting to be widely researched. So the research on this thing is super, super small. 20 years of research and really only 5 years of like real research going on. So the question of what is it? Well, we don't know the extent of it yet. But what we know is that it is completely tied together with the homeostatic regulation of your body. So homeostasis, keeping your body regulating at a normal, optimal function, right? Sure. So when you take cannabis, well, let's not even talk about that yet. The ECS itself, because this is a system that exists whether or not you smoke pot, right? This is a system that exists whether you've ever taken CBD or not. Your body produces endocannabinoids, okay? Now, they were named because we had discovered cannabinoids first. We discovered, you know, these cannabinoids in the sativa plants and hemp plants before we discovered them within our own bodies. So endocannabinoids are within your body. Phytocannabinoids are from plants, like cannabis and hemp. The reason that they both have that cannabinoid ending is because they work hand in hand. They can be, phytocannabinoids can be supplemented and your body reacts to them the same way it would an endo cannabinoid. Now, I don't want to get into like the weeds of the chemical structures of how all this works, but your body creates these endocannabinoids. And one of them, I get the name wrong when I say it, it's adamemine or agamemnine, something like that. It's one of those science terms. Okay. but that endocannabinoid is the one that's responsible for like serotonin receptors and, you know, oxytocin and keeping you happy, keeping your mood elevated, keeping you regulated. So we know that there's that one endocannabinoid that deals with mood regulation. And then there are other endocannabinoids that we know deal with system processes. Like I said, the cardiovascular system, you know, your central nervous system. These are just communication molecules. You know, they don't have specific, as far as we know right now, they don't do specific functions themselves other than communicate between body systems and help regulate those systems. So, you know, right. taking that back to what CBD is, you know, just opening that communication pathway and allowing your brain to believe there is more of this communication molecule, because there is, you know, you can add that molecule into your body, and then your other body systems that need help, you know, that need that yeah. help to achieve homeostasis, they can start communicating with other systems and figuring out how to get, you know, what they need from your body. I mean, your body's a machine, man. It really is crazy how much your body does at every moment in the day, and yeah. how much your body is able just to figure things out. I mean, you've never spent any time healing yourself. You know, you've never like looked at a cut and been like, wow, yeah. I'm going to heal this right now and just focused on it. You know, you can't, yeah, you really can't exactly. do that. Your body handles it. It's crazy.
If you stick around and listen to enough of our episodes here on the Science of Sports Recovery podcast, you'll notice a common theme of importance of mobility in recovery and injury prevention. That's why I recommend checking out the Ready States Virtual Mobility Coach to help you improve your mobility, recoverability, and injury prevention. The Ready State is a brainchild of coach and athlete Dr. Kelly Starrett, who you can learn more about on episode 13. His virtual mobility coach program helps athletes understand the importance of recovery, pain relief, and self-care. In other words, it helps fix the recovery side of training so you can keep seeing results from your workouts. His program will guide you through the same mobilizations used on athletes in the NFL, NHL, and MLB. Provide custom tools for pain relief, give you customized pre and post exercise mobilizations based on your training and sports schedule, and deliver daily mobilizations to keep you on track to achieve your goals. You put your heart and soul into your workouts. Make sure you get the most of them by going to thereadystate.com/Jace. Again, that's thereadystate.com/JASE. The link will also be in the show notes. Now, back to the show.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you had mentioned there's different types of endocannabinoids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that like there is just that they're in different parts of your body communicating with different mm-hmm. parts, or is like that molecule only able to communicate with your mood, your hormonal receptors to mm-hmm. you know, your brain, those kind of things? Or is there like, hey, it's like a what are those called with like the cells that can grow into mm-hmm. anything? I forget.
Stem cells.
Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you. If they're yeah. like stem cells, or if they're like have specific jobs already, do you know that? Mm-hmm. Or am I just
No, that's a great question. Here. So yeah, like I said, I mean, cannabinoids themselves are so under-researched. So we know about a few of them. Like the first one that we knew about was THC. The next one we knew about was CBD. And now we're kind of into the CBG and CBN realm, but even those are like brand new to us. Okay. So in the same way, we're not studying the ECS like we should be either. So what we know for sure is that there are two types of cannabinoid receptors, so CB1 and CB2 receptors. Now, the CB1 receptors are concentrated in the brain and the central nervous system, and are also present in some of the nerves and your organs. The CB2 receptors are mostly found in peripheral organs and associated with the immune system, right? So that's what we know for fact about the cannabinoid system.
Okay.
But that's about all we know about those CB receptors. Now, within your ECS, you have other receptors. You have TRPV1, TRPV2, TRPV3. You have GPR18, GPR55, and GPR119. Those are the known receptors within this system. And I can go into, you know, as much detail as you want about these specific systems. But what we know is that these have very specific points, let's say, within your – so the TRPV1 system. The receptors are located in bone marrow, in your tongue, in your kidneys, in your liver, mm-hmm. your stomach, and in ovaries. So those are the things that are connected with that system, right? Why yeah. are there those connections? Why is your body, why does your tongue need a direct communication path to your kidney? I don't know the answer to that question. And I wish I did, because this is fascinating, right? That there's these direct communication pathways between some very strange and seemingly unconnected things in your body. So, you know, I wish I could answer your question more thoroughly than that because we don't have the research. But what I do know is that there are these fascinating and strange connections that this system helps to open up and start unlocking why those are there.
Totally. Okay. So that's kind of an overview of ECS, basically.
It, yeah.
You know, without, I know we threw out a lot of acronyms then, and remember ECS is endocannabinoid system, which is the cannabinoids inside the body where phytocannabinoid would be
you
from plants.
Yeah.
I am learning right now. So I'm learning
You're
with you.
You're doing great.
now let's talk about how phytocannabinoids actually affect the endocannabinoids system. So how does these plants affect what's inside of us?
Yeah. So like I said, your body, it perceives them as the same thing. We don't have the exact correlations right now as to what endocannabinoid correlates to what phytocannabinoid, but like the one I mentioned, adamemnine or agamemnon, I'm so bad, I knew that one, but that one is the correlative element to CBD. So we know that CBD comes in and it mimics this chemical. And okay. That's where that communication pathway, as far as, you know, like I said, serotonin and overall wellness and homeostasis comes from. So that's why, you know, when I talk to people on the phone about, is CBD right for you? I ask questions like, have you struggled with anxiety and stress? Do you have PTSD? Do you have chronic pain? Because these are like the specific neural pathways that this endocannabinoid deals with. So therefore, it must be the same pathways that CBD then deals with. And we see incredible results from this, right? We see people who have severe PTSD, who have severe anxiety, severe chronic pain, you know, people who have been on opioids for years, people who have taken these like extraordinarily powerful and potentially harmful drugs, hop on CBD and see very similar results without the harmful side effects. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that CBD has the same effect as an opioid does. I mean, those are vastly different things.
Yeah.
But CBD can help, you know, with that process of weaning off opioids and help with that process of like getting back to homeostasis, getting back to like what your body operates like without an opioid or without other chemicals.
Sure, sure. So when we're talking about the conversation of back to homeostasis, you know, that is really the foundation of what training is, right? Because if you're, you know, bringing this back into the athletic world, recovery world, you know, you do a workout, you break down your body, it's then going back to homeostasis with an upswing of saying, hey, I need to be a little bit better. So then when this happens again, like I'm more prepared for it, you know, that kind of stuff. So is like that what I just described there? Is that really the whole hypothesis around CBD for athletes?
I mean, you crushed it. Yeah, it is just helping your body to get back. You know, we talk about recovery a lot here in the office about like athlete recovery and how CBD can influence that. It's not like it's not like taking something like, you know, glutamine or I'm trying to think here, or like, you know, L-arginine or something that actually helps like your body repair itself. It's not doing that, right? There's no like actual perceivable recovery element from CBD. What it's doing is allowing your body just to communicate better and figure out where homeostasis is, and then, you know, supply the elements that need help with recovery with the help they need. So yeah, you hit it right on the head. That was great.
Cool. So then let's say you take CBD for a while, consistently 90, 180 days, whatever. You know, your body is, in theory, then communicating better. And does it ever get dependent on it? Because then that's the other thing with any sort of performance enhancing or, you know, outside, even natural, solutions like melatonin, you know, your body can get dependent on taking extra melatonin. So then when you don't fall asleep. So that's like my next worry is with some of this stuff is like, is my body going to be dependent on me flooding it with outside cannabinoids to talk to each other and not actually getting better at talking with itself?
That's a great question, and absolutely super valid to ask that question, because it's important to understand. Like you said, I mean, man, people hop on like testosterone supplements or something, and then all of a sudden your body just stops making test, right? It's like, that's scary. The answer is no. CBD is, because it's a different molecule altogether, your body still needs to make the other ones. You know, it's not like you're not supplementing the exact same chemical. Sure. For some reason, I'm like thinking about, you know, what other drugs do to you. And, you know, if you take something like an SSRI, that is telling your body there is more serotonin here. You don't need to make it because there's more of it. There's enough of it. You're good. Whereas something like CBD or, you know, weed in general, cannabinoids, your body doesn't think that you are doing that to supplement the thing. Your body just realizes, oh, there's just more of this thing here today. That's great. And the goal is to get to homeostasis, right? That's the end goal of all of this. Yeah. So once you are performing optimally, once you feel good, once you're sleeping well every night, you can just stop taking CBD. I mean, frankly, I have. I took CBD for 4 months, basically every night before bed. And then I was just kind of curious. I was like, well, I've taken it almost every day for 4 months. How am I going to sleep without it now? And I started sleeping great. Like, day after day, I was sleeping great. And I was like, okay, I guess I don't need to take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And then after, like, I'd say a month and a half, I had a couple bad nights in a row where I couldn't sleep. Grabbed the bottle, took a few drops, slept great again. So it really is, like, case by case, how do you feel? And then go from there. You know, there's not like this book that tells you exactly how much CBD to take exactly at any point, because it's relative to you, right? It's relative to what your body needs and the recovery your body needs. So as someone who's like an athlete, like someone who is performing at just top every day, you know, tearing their muscles, getting into the weeds of their body, CBD might be great every single day, nonstop, because it might just be something that they can use to you know, increase that. I keep saying communication pathways, but that's what it is, you know. Yeah. That's, or, you know, so if you are a, you know, athlete and you work hard 2 days on, one off or whatever, maybe only take it on your on days, not on your off days, you know, and see how you feel. You know, it really is tailored to you, and it's important that you keep track of, you know, what you've taken, maybe in a log or a journal or a diary. Keep track of what you've taken, and then take little notes about how you felt that day. You know, I do that. I mean, man, I took like a larger dose last night. I couldn't sleep last night, man. I took a larger dose last night, and like I put it in my mouth, like the oil under my tongue. You're supposed to keep it there for like between a minute and 2 minutes. After like 30 seconds, I was like, I felt my head start to like really slow down and everything just fall. And like within 2 minutes, I was asleep. So like this stuff, I mean, I use it on myself. I know it works. I'm not here to like try to convince someone else, because it works for me. I mean, I know that. So, you know, trust yourself. Trust your own intuition, trust your gut, and as you take this stuff, feel it out, feel how it works for you, and then just go from there, you know?
So another issue that comes up a lot, and I think actually when doing my research, this is the main argument against CBD oil, is it's not regulated by the FDA, mm-hmm. and which is, you know, a good and bad thing, because it means that stuff can come out quickly, right, if it's actually good. But it also means that, like supplements, anything can be in it, and it, you know, it hasn't been tested. So the conversation is around, how do I know what I'm buying that's not going to get me banned if I am drug tested as an athlete on, you know, an NCAA level or world association level? Like, what do you say about that?
This question is, I'm not doing this as like an ad, like this question was the foundation of why USA Medical was started, because there is no transparency. And like you said, that can be a good thing and a bad thing, right? The good part of that is it's a free market. It's totally open. The market decides what the right product is, and then the market buys the right product, right? That's just how a free market economy works. So there's good in that. The bad side of that is that there is no regulation, like zero on CBD. So if you go on Amazon right now and you look up, you know, CBD oil, you're going to see some top results that says like 30,000 milligrams CBD oil, $12. What are you talking about? There's nothing in that. There's, I mean, there is no way they are selling anything except for just like vegetable oil in that bottle. That's not what CBD costs. You know, that's not how it works. And any real brand, you're paying a real price for this product because there is real chemistry, there is real extraction, and there's real lab costs involved with this. I mean, so one thing that we do, and the reason that I say we started this company based on this principle, is we have independent third-party lab tests done on every product we sell. So when we have a new product and every batch we make, every lot we make, we send samples off to these third-party labs, these ISO certified labs, these labs that are certified to follow strict standards that, you know, both the FDA has set and like the world has set on how chemicals need to be tested. We go to these labs and we test them for everything, for potency, the cannabinoid profile, for heavy metals. And then what we do is we take those lab results on every lot and we post them on our site. They are totally public. They are available. You can scan the QR code on the result to verify that it came from the lab it says it did. Mm-hmm. And we do this because there, like I said, there's no transparency. When you buy oil from anyone without a lab test, you have no idea what you're buying. I mean, a lot of companies will take isolated CBD. So they'll take the pure CBD molecule and they'll mix it with coconut oil. It's called MCT oil on the bottle that you buy. But coconut oil is just a seed oil. It's nothing, right? So you combine CBD with the seed oil and you're technically getting that CBD still, but it's not a broad spectrum product. Why does that matter? Well, you know, the original organic molecules are just always better than the processed, you know, endpoint molecules. Yeah. So when we sell our CBD, it comes in a tincture that all that's in there is hemp oil, hemp seed oil, and then a little bit of grape oil and orange oil to make it sweet and taste good. Okay. So there's nothing else. There's no MCT oil. There's no hidden chemicals. It's just is what it is. It's just the pure organic original hemp. And that's important because when you take a product like CBD, this, we call it the entourage effect. It's this effect that it just works better when it has its original kind of partners in crime. You know, when CBD comes in a bottle with all the other broad spectrum cannabinoids, it just works better. I mean, do I have an exact like printout as to why it works better? No, but we know that things work better than other things in life. And we know that the original organic thing is always better than its processed counterpart. I mean, that's even like, this is a totally different discussion, but you know, people talk about drinking raw eggs versus cooking eggs in the morning. You know, what's the best version there? Well, aside from the possibility of salmonella, which if you get the right eggs, that's not an issue. The raw version is just always better because it's the original unbroken molecules. Yeah. So that's the same thing with CBD. Keeping the original unbroken molecules to us is so important. And that's why we have all of our lab tests. And that's why if you go to usamedicalshop.com, you can find those lab tests and see exactly what we're doing and see like why this CBD is pure, why it's potent, and why that matters.
Yeah, totally.
It's my little ad plug there.
Yeah. No, that's good. I totally, you deserve that for you know being here. But I agree with you on the natural, like closer to natural or closer to whole
is raw, always better. Organic, like and the original, yeah.
Yeah. I've read this book that kind of really influenced my nutrition habits. It's called Think and Eat Yourself, Think and Eat Yourself Smart by Dr. Caroline Leaf. And it talks about like how what you eat affects your brain, which is really interesting take because nobody really talks about that. I talk about how it affects your body, but everything you know affects your brain, affects your body in transition there. So anyways,
that makes sense. Yeah.
The moral of the story on that was like, if you're eating raw vegetables, it's better than processed vegetables. So you're eating raw vegetables better than cooked vegetables. Now cooked vegetables is better than, you know, potato chips, obviously. you know, but anyways, just there's my plug for your nutrition there.
And that does not mean that like raw cookie dough is better than cooked cookie dough, right? Yeah. That's like, you know, we're talking about the original thing.
Yeah. To real food, like real ingredients. Exactly. If you think about like picking it from its original source. That's really what we're talking about. So like he's getting this hemp oil from hemp plant, not from, you know, hemp oil that went through this process, then went through this process, they're extracting
and
it
these
from
chemicals
this other oil.
And this thing and heating and cooling and heating again. And it's like, man, what are we doing out here? Let's just do it organic. And also it's way easier that way. You know what I mean? Like it's my process of this is way easier than people that go through the process of like heating and cooling and, you know, reduction and extraction. It's like, oh my gosh, like you're just putting more work than you have to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you brought up price being one indicator of that actually, you know, happening. Yeah. Like if you think about a McDonald's, you know, meal, you're getting a burger and fries for maybe $2, $2.50, and you're like, there's no way there's actually real beef and real potatoes in that because it would cost more just in goods than they're actually selling it to you. So if you just keep that in the back of your mind. Now, caveat before you just go and buy the most expensive thing, that the price isn't also the only indicator of that. So
yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, look for lab tests. Like companies should be doing this. Like companies should be like promoting transparency and say, this is exactly why it costs this much. Like this is why you know the cost is what it is. Like explain that to people. I've always found it so strange that when companies try to hide behind their price, just oh, it's premium, that's why it costs more. Well, explain. Why is it premium? You know, when people buy something like Gucci, they're buying a name, but it started premium. Like it is a premium product. Like the fabric, the quality, things are better about that. And people know that when you buy that. So just be honest as a company and explain this is why the product costs more. And this is why it has to cost this much. Because if it didn't, we wouldn't be able to operate and sell you the best version of the product.
Totally. Yeah. You probably don't have to post your profit margins as a company, but
I'd recommend not doing that.
Yeah.
As a business owner, I would say don't post the project. No.
Okay. So we're getting towards the end of our time here. I want to let you, you know, explain how to take CBD, because if somebody's listening to this, don't know how, what are some different ways that people can do it, you know, safely with the right company? And if, you know, if they decide that's what they want to do at the end of this and then, you know, where they can follow you and get more information if they want to do more research.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, for as far as the right company goes, man, there's one right company. That's USA Medical. That is the right company to buy CBD from. But when you buy CBD, so it comes in all shapes and forms and sizes, but the original kind of form of what CBD is CBD oil. And that's what you're going to see the most of on the shelves. And that's because the oil is the best, like I said, unprocessed, unheated, unreduced version of CBD. So when you buy a CBD oil, you are getting, you know exactly what you're buying as far as, you know, the quantity of that oil. You know, we sell a 250 milligram bottle, a 500 milligram bottle, a 1,000 milligram bottle, and then a 3,000 milligram bottle, which is very potent. And we do that so that you can figure out exactly per drop how much you're getting. So like, for instance, on our 3,000 milligram bottle, every single drop, so it comes with a dropper in the bottle, every drop is exactly 4 milligrams of CBD. So you can dose that out pretty easily and be like, okay, one drop, 4, 2, 8, so on and so forth. Same thing with a 1,000. We have that on our cases, exactly how much each drop is. And that's just for, you know, ease of knowing how much you're getting. Now, CBD is interesting because once you consume it, like once it's in your stomach, it doesn't really work anymore. So it has to be taken before it's in the stomach. Now, there are products that are like CBD gummies and CBD soft shells. These are a different product, and our soft shells specifically undergo a nano emulsion process that allows them to stay safe. Like it allows the molecules to stay safe in your stomach before it can get to your liver and process there. But the original, just easiest way to do it is oil. You take that oil under your tongue, you put a few drops under your tongue, let it sit there for about a minute to 2 minutes. The longer it sits there, the more time it has to absorb. I mean, I'm not sure how much, you know, you've looked into this, but right under your tongue, there's that super thin membrane, and that is a direct path to your bloodstream. I think people will take a vitamin B complex sometimes that is in liquid form, put it under their tongue, it absorbs right away. That's just how it works. I mean, this is how we know that absorption works. So the CBD oil under the tongue is the absolute best way to take it. It's the most accurate way to dose it, and it's the most instant way to feel it. Like I said, I put it under my tongue before bed, and I'm like falling asleep within minutes time frame. So the other alternative, we do sell CBD soft gels, and they're great, they're potent, and they work. It's just a different process. It's, you know, like I said, it's undergone this proprietary nano-emulsion process. We've added emulsifiers to it to keep it from breaking down in your stomach. That way, it can still get into your bloodstream way later in the process. So it's just a longer, you know, release on that. You're not going to feel as instantly because it has to go through your body and process. Things like, you know, we are coming out with a CBD gummy line. They're very difficult. We haven't sold them yet because they're so difficult to create, you know, properly. People sell CBD gummies and they taste great, but are they working is kind of the question, right? Yeah. Ours are going to work. It's just, again, a more expensive and more difficult process to make them work. So we really focus on just the pure oil. That's our main bread and butter product because it does work and we know it works, but we're working to expand that product line. Gotcha.
Where URL, where can they find you? Yeah. And then where can they do more research?
Yeah, well, our URL is usamedicalshop.com. On there, you'll see we have a learn page that has all the information about what CBD is and how it works. We have a blog that has all the information on what we've written about, like the ECS, how soft gels work, why they're different than oil, all that kind of stuff. And then on our articles, we always link to .gov articles that have more clarification as to like what these specific terms are and why this matters to your body. So everything is all encompassed on the usamedicalshop.com website.
Awesome. Well, Jake, thanks so much for being on the show. I got to admit, I did come in to this episode pretty skeptical on CBD, as I do with anything that's highly publicized in the athletic performance world, because there's so much crap out there. But through my research, I was like, I can't even find like really good articles that stand against CBD oils. I'm like, maybe there is something to this. It's probably something that I am going to try, knowing that there's not a ton of known side effects and that kind of stuff. I do think there needs to be more research on, the ES or ECS system, those kinds of things. And, but it's an interesting world. And just to tease this out for listeners, the communication system in the body is something that I have been growing more and more interested in. So we're actually going to have another episode down the road about a different type of communication supplement on this. So be sure to subscribe and listen to that. Jake, thanks so much for being on the show. It was great having you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Episode's over. If you found value in this episode, please consider giving us a review on iTunes. And if you haven't already yet subscribed, do so now so you don't miss any important topics in the coming week. And if you have any questions or suggestions for the show, please send them my way. I am most responsive on Instagram. That's at jcheese, J-A-E, cheese, like the food, or email me directly at jace, J-A-S-E, at scienceofsportsrecovery.com. Talk soon.